I'm John Ryan, and this is Podroast. This week, a new podcast to make you richer. And just when you thought you'd escaped him on every other broadcast outlet, Simon Calder has some daily Corona travel tips. Now, money advice always makes me shudder. If, like me, you're as thrilled as you are surprised if there's a positive number in your current account after your paycheck has gone in, maybe we should pay more attention to podcasts like Switch Your Money On from Hargreaves Lansdown, the financial services company. Episode 1 dropped this week. Now, there's literally 3 seconds of Funky House theme, like you arrived in the club as they turned the lights on. Then what sounds like a too tight edit, and too low in the mix too, a clip of Susanna Streeter saying hello and welcome to Switch Your Money On. She does that professional services podcast thing of rushing to tell us her title, the senior investment and markets analyst, and she's with Sarah Coles, the personal finance analyst. It's all a bit breathless, as she promises, and I quote, to bring you the latest from the big movers on the markets and analysis of trends and stocks to watch with our experts. We'll also take you through the economic developments that shape the world of investment. We'll have a deep sector guide with experts that can give us unique insights from the heart of key industries. And we'll be catching up with fund managers about the trends driving their portfolios in the current markets. A good rule about the top of a new podcast is to be specific, not generic. Hook me in with the promise of what someone is actually saying in the 41 minutes ahead of us, rather than a script flabbier and woolier than an obese sheep. Check your script, and don't repeat words like experts. And who is this for? The HL website is chock full of pictures of kids who look like they've stumbled out of Urban Outfitters, and nice girls from Oliver Boners who might need handholding through this blizzard of fund manager verbiage. Susanna introduces Sarah. You've been up with the larks again in your early morning radio slot. Coffee firmly in hand, I assume, she says, totally naturally sounding. I've mentioned this a few times before. New podcasts often use this radio model. Lubricate your way into the discussion with something sounding vaguely social. Radio does it as part of the warp and weft of that medium. You're not hanging on its every word, so some conversational gymnastics between thoughts can be helpful. In podcast world, though, we've made the decision to find you already. We fit on your content. We're much more likely to be wearing headphones or listening on our own, so don't waste my time. If you're going to tease ahead, do it with your best stuff. What's worse here is after Susanna's reasons not to listen introduction is that Sarah does another all over again. In an episode we're calling Eat and Greet, we'll be speaking to a restaurateur who runs a business in North London. We'll be looking at the hospitality industry and finding out what it's been like on the rollercoaster ride of running a restaurant in a uniquely challenging time. We'll be talking furlough, business rates, Freedom Day, and how the business has come through the last 18 months. Stop telling me what you're going to do. Just do it. She says hello to her restaurateur, and I think, finally. But then it's back to Susanna for another tease. I won't bore you, but there's a man literally with a 13-word title who joins us for our fundamental section. Now, that's another podcast misstep, taking the telly trope of giving your features a punny name. Telly can do it with the help of graphics. In audio world, you end up leaning in too much, otherwise people don't get it. Our fundamental section. You also have to add non-conversational words like section or feature to explain it. We're promised a sneak peek into the world of cryptocurrency, from the Tiger King token to something called Poo Coins. Please, if you're introducing something as bizarre as that, make it the lead. How about this? Do you know what a Poo Coin is? I'll tell you later. That's a much more dynamic trail forward. Oh, and please, never sneak peek. It's a nasty cliche. We're 2 minutes 28 in, and all we've done so far is tease ahead. Some of the language here, once they get going, is good. There was a big hoo-ha with OPEC, they tell me. They explain some of the inflation background stories. For example, concerns about safety on public transport and the shortage of chips on new cars is pushing up prices of used cars. There are still a couple more nationwide grade links in here. Not a cheery thought, is it, unless you happen to run one of the online tech giants? And that's the cue for Sophie to grace the airwaves, is one example of those. As usual, this stuff is pretty good when they're off script and into what they know about. Everyone's a good communicator and they certainly know their subject. The restaurateur is terrific, talking about flagrant attempts by other operators to poach staff, already depleted thanks to Brexit and COVID, or how some London restaurants are dropping lunch service in order to cope with staff shortages. But I have a theory. If you don't have audio skills or background, the stuff you remember from your consumption of other broadcast media, radio, podcast, telly, is always the bad stuff. The shiny floor language, the ladies and gentlemen, the layer of cheese and overwriting in podcasts like this one. It's much more difficult to remember and then synthesize the work of broadcasters who make it sound simple and natural, to communicate just like we do in real life. He's nothing if not prolific, he's also very good, but you might think Simon Calder was the UK's only travel journalist, the way he ends up where water can't. Ostensibly the Independence man, it's through their podcast auspices, he's issuing a few minutes a day with the latest changes in travel advice. I'm so jumpy when it comes to travel that it's some months before I'd willingly step on board one of those pressurised metal tubes full of sniffing super spreader variant buffet teenagers. But if getting sand between your toes is more important than avoiding being stuck in a Best Western for weeks when you get back, this one is called Green List Travel with Simon Calder. After the sponsor promo, we're straight in. Simon tells us the date and we're off. A too busy and too quiet piano theme begins and he rattles off his teases. Today, new rules on quarantine avoidance for people vaccinated elsewhere, the return of cruising and the bizarre story of Reunion and the Amber Plus list. This podcast is completely free, he tells us redundantly before diving into the first story. This doesn't sound scripted, but Simon's so good it doesn't really matter. His knowledge and confidence come through. The only stumble coming when he gets the day that the quarantine change is wrong and then corrects himself. There's some good commentary too. He poo-poos the summing up of other papers that this means the travel industry is out of trouble, saying it'll be next year before the changes to quarantine really help. One annoying thing is that bloody piano. It's still plinking along mid-podcast. Now, pianos are never the best music to talk over, as the range is very similar to the human voice. Try and avoid. Cruising is back, with sailings ramping up in September and October, and could be better than usual, according to Simon, given that usually cruises are based on 100% loading. Sparser cruises means more space, and things are more relaxed, even if you do have to wear a mask, and buffets and excursions could be affected. What's good about a journalist with the experience of Simon Calder is he lets a little opinion and judgment creep in. He calls the Amber Plus quarantine rules for France incredibly inconvenient and upsetting. He says those rules are based on the prevalence of the Beta variant in the Réunion part of France, 5,800 miles away from the mainland. His frustration with the rules does come through. You can subscribe to my podcast, he says, all for nothing, meaning free, but adds the words, perhaps in many senses. I'm John Ryan, weary-eared and disappointed for Pod Roast. This week with Switch Your Money On from Hargreaves Lansdown and Green List Travel from Simon Calder and The Independent. I listen to those, so you don't have to.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo. And for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book. And together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our ninth season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.